And welcome to Sister Sage Herbs Podcast Roadside Herb Service. My name is Mark Fendel and this is Jane Simmons. We're talking about all things plant medicine.
Hello.
And today we're talking about a pretty fun herb that I like. It's another European herb, but of course pretty common in North America. We're talking about catnip today.
Oh, yeah.
Right on. So, Jane, maybe you can start by just talking about a little bit about what the plant looks like and where it's found, and then we'll kind of move on to what we can do with it with medicine and stuff.
Well, it is another of the mint family. It has a square stem, and it's kind of a furry little leaf, jagged, sort of, typical leaf shape, wide at the bottom and pointy at the top. And the plant grows like a little stick, and then once you cut the first tip off, again, it bushes out, just mm-hmm. like a lot of the most of the mint family. You can cut it all the way down to the bottom, or your neighborhood cat could. It has a distinct smell, and so the cats find it very, very exciting. But the flowers are usually white with a little bit of maybe pink tinge sometimes. But and most of the leaves are just yellow, but over here in the Northwest, because we usually get pretty warm days and then really cold nights, or at least the temperature drops really fast. Mm-hmm. So if there's like a 20 or 30 degree temperature drop, then the colors, the sugars that it has absorbed during the day change into pigments. And so mine often has this very purple kind of under. The top is green and the bottom is purple. It's really beautiful. But it only happens, if we've had some really drastic changes in the temperature. So depending on when you cut them. So the tips are used before they're flowering, usually. For the best kind of grade of the plant, if you were to have a tea out of it from one of the major distributors, that would be probably just the tips, not very much stem in there. I personally, when I harvest it, we take the leaves off of most of our stems before drying, just because it will dry quicker. It's very moist in our air here, so there's no need to dry it with the stem on. And the neighborhood kitties like to play with the stems, and so hopefully it keeps them away from the actual plant. And I find that they actually really love the plant when it is in seed. So in the wintertime, they come and just... I like to leave the plants in seed over winter if I can, if they're going to stay upright. Or if I don't want them to spread, or, if I don't mind if they spread. And the cats will come and just chew the prickly seed head.
Mm-hmm.
And they're probably spreading it in more ways than just popping the seed head out. But
yeah.
Definitely find a lot of them where you have cats. So they probably spread it soon after they were brought over to mm-hmm. deal with rats that people brought over.
Right.
Inadvertently.
Yeah. I mean, certainly a European herb.
Mm-hmm. But this is also another woman's kind of herb that you might need. Helps. It's an antispasmodic, so it helps with menstruation cramps,
mm-hmm.
as well as leg cramps or other kind of pains. So that's kind of cool. Tastes good, so you could add it to other you know, more bitter medicines that you might need. And even though it makes the kitties kind of crazy, when we drink it, it just relaxes us. And we kind of skip over that excitement period and mm-hmm. just go straight to the relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
So the cat nap comes after the cat nip. Yeah. Let's see, anything else?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm reading here, you know, motion sickness.
That's cool.
And it specifically says nervous to be on a plane.
Oh, wow.
So that could maybe help somebody out.
Yeah, like me.
As I'm looking over right at Jane with wide eyes. Pain in the stomach, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Nervous headache.
Mm. Yeah.
Sleeplessness.
Mm-hmm.
Talks about here.
Yeah. It's very good to give to children.
Mm-hmm.
I used to make a plain glycerin version of the catnip, and I also had a plain glycerin version of the chamomile, and some kids react better to one than the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that the chamomile kids are, kind of just fussy in one way. And then the catnip kids are definitely more like kind of irritable, you know, more than just fussy.
Mm.
So I don't know if that makes any sense to anybody, but I could give one drop to this one little girl. And she would just, her attitude would change immediately. She'd just pause and kind of calm down.
It does say here, you know, general first aid for infants and children.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's just like it helps like shock kind of wear off or I don't know. I think this, in particular, she was, you know, around a bunch of busyness, so kind of she had a hard time unwinding, kind of.
So, yeah, this herb could be made as a tea.
Yeah,
you know, fresh, really probably be the best. Well, I mean,
well, it would be great if the mom took it and sat down, and then it got through to the breast milk.
Yeah,
that would be awesome. One of my employees, definitely, she just would prefer just to have the tea and drink that during her cycle. And that's the best for her.
Right.
More than the valerian or anything else. Mm. She just really likes it.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is important, too. I just want to make sure. You know, we're referencing a couple of books here. This one is The Earthwise Herbal by Matthew Wood.
Yay.
A Complete Guide to Old World Medicinal Plants. Yep. This book, I just got it from the library. And
yep.
I was hoping that it was at my local bookstore, Pegasus, but they did not have it.
Yet.
But Eric said he had it. He was like, I think I have that. I was like,
Somebody bought it. All right, West Seattle, whoever bought that, you got to chime in. Find us here. And I reference Maud Greve, a modern herbal, back in 1931, right before my dad was born. And still relevant.
Maud, OG.
And she was all hip, modern. So, I imagine they've been in use for a while.
Yeah.
And then one of the very first herb books I got about growing herbs is called Herbal Harvest, and it has the beautiful echinacea plant on the front.
Mm.
Super sexy. And it was written by Greg Witten, And it's a commercial organic production of quality dried herbs manual. So one of the great books that I've been just referencing from forever. The only problem with that one is it was, he's in New Zealand, so you have to translate everything to our hemisphere. So right. He's like, April, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, April, that's not fall. Oh my gosh.
Right.
And then also centimeters to inches. And so I was like trying to also use some of these plants as landscape plants. So I was trying to plan how tall they could be. And so then I was like,
the metric system.
Oh, I had spreadsheets. So anyway, that was exciting. And now I'm like, well, I really think that calendula and echinacea grow. They look so pretty growing together. That's how I choose what grows with what.
Right.
And sometimes they just choose themselves.
Jeez.
So, and actually, that is one of the things that Maude Greaves says here. The history of the plant is that it has the aromatic odor, which is. Now that medical marijuana is legal here, or marijuana is legal here, whenever I'm handling the catnip, I'm like, ooh, whoa, who's holding? You know, I kind of forget that that's not what a, it's so beautiful and, you know, like, dank. I don't know. It's just funny. But it's just, it is a beautiful smell.
It is. And we're in Washington State, by the way.
Yes, quite legal. So this says it has the characteristics resemblance of odor of mint and pennyroyal. And pennyroyal is really strong flavor, but not in this way exactly. But it says there's an old saying about this plant. If you set it, the cats will eat it. If you sow it, the cats don't know it. So that means that, well, when they're saying when you plant the plant out, you know, there's going to be some accidental not watering it. And then it, when it dries out, it like goes, hey, whoa, it's going to emit its smell so that you remember it's there and either water it or harvest it.
Right.
And the cats are going to smell that before you do.
Yeah.
So they're going to be over there. But the ones that just naturalize, volunteer in the farm, we just let them go and they do just great. As long as we recognize where they are.
Yeah.
But, yeah, really nice, beautiful plant.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. So easy, steal some from
easy to grow
plant.
And, yeah.
In fact, I'm trying to grow enough that I can offer it. When I first started at the market, I had Meowie Wowie.
As a product?
As a product. And that was...
What,
it
were
wasn't
you selling
even legal
sticks?
Here. No, older, you know, leaves that I wasn't going to tincture because they were kind of old, but they were good.
Good
they
for
still
cats.
Smell good.
Sure, sure.
So... That may come back, especially with the perps, you know. You're like, yeah, you want the purple, you want the sativa or indica.
Oh, boy.
Marketing. We could market this to the crowd.
Market the weed.
Have you talked to your cat about catnip? About Meowie Wowie? Kittens, beware. But they are on high alert after this. No, every pun intended.
They love it. They love
playing
it.
Playing with the sticks.
Well,
oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Well, it's fun to grow the catnip anyway, just to have the sticks for the cats, you know.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
So, yeah. Try it out, folks. Get yourself a little plant and nip the tips and have a little tea.
Yeah, have some tea. Have a great day, folks. Thanks for tuning in to our tiny little podcast. We're going to keep on talking about medicinal plants. And thanks for tuning in. Cheers.
Cheers.